Hey guys, welcome back to episode 10 of KB and the Boys season 5. Got the whole crew here with me via Zoom. Gentlemen.
What's up?
What is up, you guys?
Colby?
Nice to see you guys.
Really? It's unbelievable. Just expect something big. There it's not. All right. Standings. Colby leading by a landslide. Plus 20.62. I'm plus 10.1. Schmidt plus 7.9. Schmidt back to back minus 5 you weeks, buddy.
Schmidt, it's hard to hear you all the way down there, bud.
Well, get ready to hear Nick and Carter. Nick minus 11.8 and Carter minus 15.6.
No, they're respectful. Schmidt, he's a chirper.
Colby did tie me in the conference tourney picks with Illinois getting it done, so we tied at the top. So we're going to start off with locks, then we'll do the panel parlay, and then we'll talk about our brackets. Carter, you want to go ahead with your locks first?
I'm getting real comfortable going first in these. I've stacked a few good weeks together, let a couple of units slide last week. It's time to get back. Hopefully I can go perfect again. That was cool. We're going to start off. I have 2 2-U's and a 3 U. So my first 2U is Vermont plus 12. That is minus 108. And then my second 2U is Florida spread versus whoever they play. That game is happening as we speak, isn't it? The playing game?
It's about to start, yeah.
I think it's just about to start.
So Colorado, it would be a minus 1 spread against Colorado. It would be a minus 3 spread against Boise State. And those are both minus 110, so it doesn't matter either way. And then my 3U is the United States of America men's national soccer team to score over 1.5 goals in the Nations League tomorrow against Jamaica at minus 165. Looking to get 2 goals out of the lads.
All right, so again, Carter's got Vermont plus 12. That's against Duke. And then Florida, either minus 1 versus Colorado or minus 3. Versus Boise State and USA over 1.5 total goals tomorrow against Jamaica in the Nations League. Nick, you're up with your locks.
Like Carter, I'm also bad at betting. Been just miserable lately. I've got 4 bets today. Got Baylor Colgate over 138.5.
Is that a 1?
At minus 12. That's 2 unit.
Sorry. Baylor toothpaste over what?
138.5.
138.5 at minus
112.
112, okay.
Now I've got Yale plus 13, minus 115.
Okay. Got it.
Now I've got San Diego State, UAB, under 139.5. At minus 112.
All right.
Then the 1 unit is Hunter Dickinson over 19.5 points. Minus 115.
Rock chalk Hover.
All right. Again, Hover's got Baylor, Colgate over 138.5. Yale plus 13 against Auburn. San Diego State UAB under 139.5. And HD over 19.5 points. Schmidt?
Oh, I'm not used to going this early, telling my picks this early, but let me get them pulled up here. All right, so I've got 3 1-unit plays and then a 4-unit mammoth whale nuclear lock. Might even more lock it. My 1-unit plays, I got South Carolina money line. I think they're going to move pretty far into the tournament. And
what's those odds?
They're going to take down Oregon. So then I got my other
odds.
1 unit.
Odds?
Minus 113.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'm taking at even money, Dayton money line. And then I'm taking at minus 118, Drake money line. And then for the nuclear whale. Screw it. Call it a mortal lock. I'm taking the University of Kansas, led by Coach Bill, two-time national champion, Coach Bill Self, -6.5 versus Samford at -110, 4 units.
Can't believe that you would just mortal lock us with your history of mortal locks.
I wish that we need to get a video portion of our podcast as well so people can see Schmidt during these podcasts.
I just wish you wouldn't have mortal locked. You could have just done the 4U, big 4U play. You didn't have to mortal lock it.
What is Schmidt's mortal lock record?
It's not like good. Lifetime. It's not great.
I think it's 1-4.
Yeah, it's 1-4, 1-5.
1-3.
Oof. Well, you're due.
I should have just mortal locked the Chiefs every game in the playoffs, and I'd be back to even.
Yep.
Well, hindsight's 20/20, huh?
All right.
I get too scared to throw it around. I get way too scared to throw it around. I mean, I basically did when I put 7 units on the Chiefs at every single playoff game. Basically, yeah, mortal locked them.
You didn't say
look
it,
how your record is since.
I mean, I basically did. You might as well count those as mortal locks.
I'm not going to because you didn't say it. And you weren't here for most of the podcast, so couldn't say it. I have a seven unit play.
I believe one.
7 units.
You do?
Yep. USA money line over 1.5 team total goals at -104. 7-unit bet.
Did you say USA money line and USA team total over 1.5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, change my 3U to that. I want those juicy odds. Did you say 114?
114.
You want? Why? If we score over 2 goals and we don't win, then I'm going to cry a river.
So you want USA money line?
And added over. To it, and our team total goals.
Okay, -114.
That's great value.
Colby, leader in the clubhouse, you're up.
All right, I've got...
Not for long. The interim leader of the clubhouse.
Man, it's going to be hard for you to catch me this week, buddy. You're way down there.
All right, go ahead and tell the crowd you want Nevada.
That's a I've loss. Got 2-2s and 3-1-1s. I'll start with the 1-1-1s.
All right.
Iowa State, the reason that their net was so good is because they beat the crap out of bad teams. They're playing a 15 seed. They're going to beat the crap out of them. -15.5, Iowa State, 1 unit.
-15.5. -110?
Yeah.
All right.
Arizona, I think they lost last year to Princeton. I think they're going to come out and want to beat the crap out of them. At a Long Beach, -20.5 for Arizona.
Beautiful.
My other 1-1 is going to be the Florida hypothetical line. Whoever they play, I think they win going away. I think they're a solid little sleeper team to make it kind of far in the tournament. Then starting with my first 2-1, FAU -2.5. I think that they rekindle some of the magic from last year's run. And they've got experience, obviously, making it to the Final Four, dang near the national championship. So I think they can get past Northwestern in the first round. Then my favorite bet, sorry to the KU fans here, Gonzaga to make the Sweet 16 at +110.
You know we could do futures.
Well, it's the same weekend.
It's going to be over by Saturday.
It's the same weekend. They'll play Thursday, and then they'll play Saturday. So as long as it's not after next week, Schmidt.
A scared bet.
Schmidt, you can lock Kansas.
I just had a scared bet.
He's betting them to win 2 games. I would say that's not scared. He's betting them to win 2 games.
All right, I'd like the UConn to make Sweet 16.
At -400. That's illegal on our pod. Okay. We'll move on from that.
Like I said, we need to get the video included.
Well, we can't do the video included when, you know, we're just
there's
sat in the corner.
That are happening that we cannot talk about.
All right, so the panel parlay this week, we somehow all came to an agreement. Took us about 5-10 minutes. We're going to roll with Gonzaga -6.5 versus McNeese. New Mexico moneyline versus Clemson, and Texas A&M moneyline versus Nebraska at +532.
Oh, yeah.
That will be the panel parlay.
And throw Dayton in there if you're the one to juice it.
You throw Dayton in there if you want to lose the last leg of it. All right, so just going to rapid fire the round of 64. We all give our picks.
All right, I'm ready.
And then we'll just, and then we can just, you can skip over to, we can start at the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, and you can read the rest of your picks. I'm not even going to read the, no one's picking 16 over one.
Well, you're notorious for it, so
I am,
it's
not, I'm not doing it this year.
Okay, then no, I would say that everyone has the one seeds.
Okay, so start off FAU Northwestern. Obviously, Holmberg, big on FAU.
Big on FAU, yep.
Nick?
FAU.
Carter?
Northwestern.
Schmidt?
FAU.
I'm with Carter, Northwestern. God damn, this fucking bracket shit. All right, San Diego State, UAB. Colby?
I've got San Diego State.
Carter?
San Diego State.
Nick?
San Diego State.
Schmidt?
San Diego State.
Beautiful. Auburn, Yale. Anyone taking Yale?
No. No.
That's a good way of doing it. Asking if anybody's going to take
any,
upset.
Yeah, any of the higher seeds, I'll just ask that. So everyone's on Auburn. BYU versus the team, this team that should have made the tournament. Duke Quincy or however you say it.
Duquesne.
There it is. Anyone taking Duquesne?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyone taking Morehead State over Illinois?
I've thought about it. It has crossed my mind. My sharp analytics say that they've got a chance.
So, allegedly, they have a really good player on their team, the Morehead. I think he was the player of the year in their conference, averaging like 20, I think.
Good Lord, I could be the player of the year in that conference.
Riley Minix, averaging 20.8 and 9.8 rebounds.
So, Carter, are you taking it?
No, I'm not. I've got Illinois.
All right. Drake.
And also averages 20.8 points a game about in a better conference.
Yeah, I think Illinois rules. Washington State, Drake might differ here. Anybody, what other sides are we on here?
I'm going with Drake in this bracket.
I've got Drake as well.
Drake.
I got Drake.
I'm going with Drake.
So we're all on Drake, Washington State.
Will this was a very, very chalky bracket for me, or side of the bracket for me.
Holmberg, I thought you said that you wanted to take Washington State in our panel way.
Yeah, because the value. He didn't think that Drake should be favored. Okay, Iowa State, South Dakota State. Anybody taking South Dakota State?
No.
No.
No. No, I got Iowa State.
I got Iowa State as well. All right. Everyone's on Mississippi State but me, correct?
Yeah, I'm on Mississippi State.
I like Mississippi State.
I'm on Michigan State with you, KB.
Good shit, Schmidt. Michigan State, baby. St. Mary's Grand Canyon.
I want to hear why they're betting against Tom Izzo and Mark.
Well, I just know that.
Well, I mean, I understand why they're betting against Tom Izzo team.
Half of the parlay or panel is going to be not perfect after game one.
Yes. Yeah, because that is the very first game. So, yeah. Half. That's worry.
That's tough.
Tough luck.
All right.
St. Mary's Grand Canyon. Anybody taking Bears. Grand Canyon?
I'm taking Grand Canyon.
Nice, there it is. I love to hear that. I'm not taking them, but I love to hear upsets.
I'm taking St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, yeah.
St. Mary's. Schmidt, you on St. Mary's? Go ahead, Colby.
I think that St. Mary's is primed for an upset because they're just not athletic.
It's true. Not athletic.
They're heady ball players.
They are smart.
I'll be rooting on. I'll be
but
rooting
sometimes
on.
Sometimes athlete more athlete takeovery, as Nick Sirianni would say.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Dang, I missed that.
Nick Sirianni.
Less thinking, more athlete takeovery. That's what he said.
I'll be That's rooting awesome. On. I'll be rooting on the former Jayhawk for Grand Canyon.
This is the region. One of these four or fives is going to lose.
Yeah,
I don't know which one.
How about the next one? Alabama, Charleston. I'm taking Charleston.
I'm on Charleston as well.
I've got Bama.
I've got Bama.
Yeah, right. I feel like you either take Grand Canyon or take Charleston because one of them's going to get it.
By tomorrow, I'll probably have both advancing. Clemson, New Mexico. I got New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico.
I don't think
Clemson. I've got New Mexico.
I have New Mexico.
Clemson's not a bad team. I don't know why we all hate them.
I don't think Clemson's very good.
They shouldn't be a six.
No, they should not be. They're way overseeded.
That seems like an overseed to
me. They're an eight.
And New Mexico might be an underseed.
8-9. And the people were talking about when New Mexico won their first round game, I think they played San Diego State. When they won that, they said that they were probably going to be in. Then they go win their conference tournament. And they're still an 11 seed?
Yeah. Yeah, they're underseeded, I think. I agree. I think they're underseeded.
And, I mean, think about this. You could play Clemson or you could play BYU as a 6 seed.
Yeah, I think they're very comparable teams, really. I don't think Clemson's that bad.
Allegedly,
world's different.
Allegedly, BYU they moved down because of their religious beliefs. They didn't want them to play on Sunday, so they moved down to the 6 line instead of being a 5.
They won't play. There's 6 or 7 different seeds that they can't be. I think it's like 1, 3, 4, or 5.
And they got a favorable matchup.
I'm curious as to...
Duquesne wouldn't have been in the tournament, right? If they wouldn't have won the A-10.
No.
Okay, so they also got a favorable matchup.
If BYU are in the basketball team, how many of the basketball players are like genuinely Mormon and actually
curious? Well, there's like freaking 5 guys that are married, so...
Yeah. Like how many of them actually coming into college were following the Mormon...
I mean, all the ones that are 30 because they've already been on their LDS trip.
Fair. Anyone taking Colgate?
No.
Schmidt, you like Colgate over Baylor?
No.
Okay.
Sounds like KD might.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't. No, not at all. Dayton, Nevada. I got Nevada.
I have Nevada as well.
I picked Dayton in this bracket.
I've got Nevada. I think they're underseeded. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Schmidt, Nevada. Right, Dayton. You got Dayton?
All right. Didn't K-State beat Nevada?
That was last
year.
Anyone taking Long Beach State?
No.
No? Okay. Thought I'd ask. Anyone taking Longwood over Houston? No? Okay.
No.
Texas A&M, Nebraska. I mean, we're all on Texas A&M, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were on Texas A&M.
Nebraska did not have their first tournament win, so.
Ever.
Wisconsin, James Madison.
I've got JMU.
I have JMU as well.
JMU.
I have JMU.
I'm on Wisconsin. I'm not falling for the Cinderella story of JMU.
Schmidt, how many ups have, though? You say that about every pick.
Schmidt has chalk. I think Schmidt went in and clicked higher seed as the calculator bracket. You can go in and just click higher seed.
Just chalk that thing. I bet he'd win too.
No, actually, I just went in and took Jay Billis's bracket and copied it.
Jay Billis is
that's terrible.
I'm kidding. No, I'm taking the.
All right, Wisconsin. Duke, Vermont. Carter,
I can guarantee you that. Jay Billis did not have this. Give me the catamounts.
Oh, you're taking wow, Holmberg against Duke. Wow,
to beat that soft ass Duke team.
Wow,
Vermont as well.
Wow,
the catamounts are getting the job done.
I have Duke by about 20.
Vermont
is soft.
Duke,
I have Duke, but good about it. I've looked at that matchup 3 times.
Yeah, that was my first pick of the entire thing. I went down and clicked on Vermont.
Vermont is very experienced, Duke, and very mature. Very smart, cerebral, heady players.
Yeah, lunch pail guys. First and last out.
Coach's son.
Everything you'd want a really good basketball team.
All right. Texas Tech, NC State. Anyone in NC State?
I am.
I am as well.
I'm on Tech.
I am as well, Nick. I'm on NC State.
Hot team, and I think Tech is overseeded.
So I think they
7 or 8.
I agree.
I don't think they're anything special.
I'm on Tech.
Kentucky, Oakland. This could be high scoring. Very high scoring.
Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm on Kentucky.
Kentucky might score 105.
More.
And then up 98.
Yeah, it'll probably be.
Oakland plays this terrible zone, dude. They're going to get annihilated.
Yeah.
They play this like, I don't even know what it is. I watched their championship game.
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. The other team was just scoring at will on them.
I respect it.
Well, I guess I don't know who's winning this game. Boise State's up. Are we all in Florida, or does anybody else like one of these two play-in teams?
I didn't like either of those teams.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. I mean, Colorado's, I think, is pretty good, but I think, like Colby said, I think Florida's sneaky.
Yeah, I like Florida. Anyone have Western Kentucky over Marquette?
No.
Thought about it.
I thought about it, too. It was the 115 I thought about. They're not bad. Western Kentucky's not terrible. Anyone have Grambling over Purdue? No?
Thought about it.
No.
Colby, you like Grambling?
No.
Okay. I think the SWAC is strong.
You thought the lower part of the SWAC was strong in your bracket pick.
I did pick Grambling to lose in the first round in the SWAC tournament. And they didn't win at all. So
they proved you wrong, Downing.
Yeah, they did. I'm not gonna let them do it again. I might pick them here.
Utah State, TCU. I like TCU.
Horny Frogs. Yeah, Horny Frogs.
Yeah.
Christian.
Schmidt, you like TCU?
TCU.
Gonzaga, McNeese?
Zag.
Zags.
Gonzaga.
Kansas, Samford?
Kansas.
Yeah.
Sure.
Kansas.
Sure. South Carolina, Oregon. I think this could be this might be a popular 11 over 6.
South Carolina.
Oregon.
I got South Carolina.
South Carolina. And they're falling. I feel like they're fading.
Allegedly, Oregon got back their really good big guy. I never watched him, but allegedly he's really
good. Nifolo Dante?
Yeah.
I watched
he played in the Pac-12 title.
He is a wild animal on the glass.
Don't matter. I have him losing to Creighton next round anyways.
Me too.
I have South Carolina beating Creighton in the next round. Creighton, Akron. Nobody has Akron? Really? No respect for the Zips? That's ridiculous.
No respect for the Zips.
That's ridiculous.
No, none, actually. That could happen, though. I'm not going to lie. Creighton has games where they just don't know how to play basketball.
That's true.
Colorado State, Texas. Texas, I also
think. This could be a popular upset pick, too, but I'm going to go with Tejas.
Give me the Rams.
Yeah, I might switch that to the Rams. I really might.
I just switched it.
Yeah, that's not – I don't even have a pick for that because I'll probably switch back and forth until the tip-off tomorrow.
I think Texas comes out flat.
I'm going to stick with Texas.
Texas.
I mean, K-State just beat them.
Yeah.
K-State sucks. We all know that.
That's no kidding.
Tennessee, St. Peter's. Anybody with St. Peter's?
No.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Not happening this year.
So now how do we want to do this? We want to all go to our
suite. I think maybe if you have an upset in the next round, say it.
Oh, okay. I like that. Round of 32. Let's see. I have multiple. South Carolina over Creighton. Florida over Marquette. James Madison over Duke, New Mexico over Baylor, and that is it.
I'll jump in here second. I have BYU beating Illinois. I have, where is it? James Madison beating Vermont, which isn't really an upset, but for James Madison to make the Sweet 16 as a 12 seed, I would say that's notable. I also have Florida beating Marquette, and that's all for me.
Colby?
I have Mississippi State beating North Carolina. I've got Grand Canyon beating Alabama. I've got James Madison to beat Vermont.
Damn, we all have James Madison to Sweet 16.
Yep, they're losing in round one.
And Florida to beat Marquette.
Jeez, so now we all have Florida to beat Marquette, too. There's no money to be made there for me in the bracket challenge.
Schmidt, Nick, you guys got any upsets in round two?
Yeah.
Or any sleep?
I got a little wild. Go ahead, Schmidt.
I got a 5-4 upset. St. Mary's beating Bama.
Wow.
And then I got Drake beating Iowa State.
Nice. I hope that happens.
Let's see here. I got South Carolina beating Creighton.
You have Kansas beating Gonzaga?
Yep.
That'd be an upset.
That would be an upset.
That would be an upset.
And then I have Kansas, and then I have Kansas beating South Carolina.
Well, that's in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four.
And then I have...
You can't beat South Carolina. They play Purdue, don't they?
Sorry. Yeah. I have Kansas beating Purdue, and then Kansas beating... South Carolina beating Tennessee. I have South Carolina in the...
In the National Championship?
I have South Carolina in the Elite Eight.
Well, I'll just put the standings. I'll just put the standings down.
You have KU in the Final Four.
Yeah,
you have KU in the National Championship.
No.
Okay.
If you stay in Kansas,
of course.
Yeah, because that would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
All right, Nick, go ahead with your upsets after we just heard the bracket that'll finish dead last.
Yeah, I mean, Schmidt just went ahead and said the whole bracket. So,
or Nick, go ahead with your upsets first in round two.
Not a huge upset, but I'm taking San Diego State over Auburn. I'm also taking Drake over Iowa State.
Go Auburn.
Big Ten whistles. Got Nevada over Arizona. James Madison over Duke. Gonzaga over Kansas. But, I mean, that's expected.
So four of us have James Madison in the Sweet 16.
Beautiful. James Madison will lose into Wisconsin.
I'm taking Wisconsin in round one now.
James Madison done after day one.
All right. Schmidt, go ahead and start at the Sweet 16.
You just want me to say all my picks?
Yeah, just go ahead and read out your picks from the Sweet 16 on.
All right. So I got UConn playing Auburn. UConn is going to win that. Then I got Illinois playing Drake. Illinois wins that. I have North Carolina, St. Mary's. North Carolina wins that. Baylor, Arizona. Baylor wins that. And then I have South Carolina, Tennessee. South Carolina wins that. Purdue, Kansas. Kansas wins that. Marquette, Kentucky. Kansas wins that handily. They handle Purdue. All right, bold prediction. Kentucky Marquette. Kentucky wins that. Houston Duke. Houston wins that. So my Elite Eight is UConn Illinois, North Carolina Baylor, Houston Kentucky, Kansas South Carolina.
Okay. Carter, want to go out there? Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Starting in the East, I have UConn Auburn as well, with UConn winning. And I have BYU Iowa State, a little Big 12 showdown where Iowa State handles BYU. So you got your 1-2 Elite Eight out in the East. Then I'm moving over to the West. I got North Carolina, St. Mary. North Carolina handles that game. Baylor, Arizona, Baylor. So an Elite Eight matchup with North Carolina and Baylor. In the South, I got 1-seed Houston versus James Madison. Houston's going to take care of business. Then we got a little SEC rematch in Kentucky versus Florida. That could be a little excitement, but I am going to stick with the Wildcats in that one. So I'll have Houston versus Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Then to the Midwest, where I ride my boys from Purdue into the Elite Eight again over Gonzaga. And I'm going to take Tennessee to beat Creighton in the other half of the Sweet 16, setting up a Purdue-Tennessee matchup in the Midwest.
All right. Nick, Colby, one of you guys go ahead.
I'll go.
All right.
So I've got UConn-Auburn. I've got Auburn winning that matchup. Big upset there.
Massive.
Illinois, Iowa State. I've got Iowa State winning out in the West. I've got Mississippi State losing to Grand Canyon.
Madness.
I forgot that was his matchup. I forgot.
Just madness. Madness
Grand
out
Grand Canyon to the Elite Eight. I love that.
Arizona over Baylor. Out in the South, I've got Houston to beat James Madison. Got Texas Tech versus Florida. I have Florida moving on. Purdue Gonzaga, I've got Purdue moving on. And Tennessee Creighton with Tennessee winning.
All right.
Do you have Grand Canyon in your Final Four? Sorry, I just have to know.
We'll see.
Okay.
That, oh.
Okay.
I was hoping he had Grand Canyon Final Four. That would have been hilarious.
No.
All right, Nick. Your Sweet 16 picks.
All right. I've got UConn over San Diego State, first off. Illinois over a scrappy Drake team that's going to get there.
North Carolina over St. Mary's, Baylor over Nevada, Houston over James Madison, Kentucky over Marquette, Purdue over Gonzaga, and then Tennessee over Creighton.
All right. I have UConn over Auburn, Illinois over Iowa State, so UConn, Illinois in the Elite Eight in the East region. West, North Carolina over St. Mary's, Arizona over New Mexico, so I got Carolina, Arizona. Houston over James Madison, Kentucky over Florida, setting up Houston, Kentucky, Purdue over Kansas, and Tennessee over South Carolina, setting up Purdue, Tennessee.
We're all on Kentucky, aren't we?
Might as well just go ahead and we can just finish it out. I got UConn over Illinois, heading to the Final Four. Arizona over North Carolina, so Arizona, UConn in the Final Four. Kentucky over Houston, Kentucky in the Final Four, and they'll take on Purdue, where I have Kentucky beating Purdue and UConn beating Arizona and UConn beating Kentucky in the national title.
Might as well chalk Kentucky down as a first or second day loss then. We're all huge on Kentucky.
Guards win in March. They got the best of them.
All right, Holmberg, you started us off. I'll let you go ahead with the Elite Eight and finish it.
All right. So out in the East, I've got Auburn advancing to the Final Four against Iowa State. In the West, I've got Arizona beating Grand Canyon. In the South, I have Houston beating Florida. In the Midwest, I have Purdue beating Tennessee. The Final Four matchup, Auburn versus Arizona, I've got Arizona winning. Then Purdue versus Houston, I've got Purdue winning. Then Purdue winning the national championship.
Right. I have UConn, Iowa State in the East, UConn advancing to the Final Four. Then in the West, I have North Carolina versus Baylor, and North Carolina advancing to the Final Four. 2-1 seeds in the East-West Final Four. Then in the South, Houston, Kentucky. Give me Houston to beat Kentucky. That is my third 1 seed in the Final Four. And Purdue versus Tennessee. Tennessee is going to beat Purdue and move on to the Final Four. Throwing Purdue to the curb. I have not done that in the last 6 years.
Oh, they're going to win it now.
Yeah, after the 1 year, I don't take them to go really far. And then I have UConn, North Carolina, Final Four. North Carolina wins that, moves on to the national championship game to play Tennessee, who takes care of Houston. Tennessee, North Carolina, Final Four. North Carolina brings home, cuts down the nets.
I've got North Carolina losing second round.
That's a big difference in our bracket.
Nick?
All right. You want me to start at the Elite Eight?
Yeah, just go Elite Eight and on.
I've got UConn over Illinois, Baylor over North Carolina, Houston over Kentucky, and Tennessee beats Purdue.
We have the exact same Elite Eight.
That's good. Different Final Four, yeah. But you don't got Baylor, yeah, in the Final Four.
We're really smart. We always ride for Purdue.
We're sharp, Nick. We're in minus 20 units and minus 10 units right now during the college basketball season. Take our Elite Eight.
In the Final Four, I've got UConn over Baylor, Houston over Tennessee, and UConn over Houston.
Three of the four Final Four picks are the same as well. We're in trouble. We're in deep, deep trouble, Hover.
All right, Schmidt.
Did I already read my Elite Eight?
No, you need to read.
You read Kansas. That's it.
You need to read your Elite Eight. Elite Eight, none.
Okay, so I got UConn, Illinois. UConn takes, that'll be in the East. And then in the South, I have Houston, Kentucky. Houston moves on, so 2-1 seeds up there in the East and the South. And then into the West, I got North Carolina, Baylor. North Carolina takes there. That's my third 1 seed, and that was in the West. And then in the Midwest, Kansas beats South Carolina and advances to the Final Four. So my Final Four is UConn, North Carolina, Houston, Kansas. And then I got UConn beating North Carolina and Houston beating Kansas. So UConn-Houston national championship game, and UConn wins the national title.
That's beautiful.
That's the script.
That's the script.
You want to lose in the Final Four?
If we made the Final Four and lost, I would be fucking thrilled. If we made the Final Four, I would be thrilled. If we made
the Final Four. I didn't say I was happy with the script, but that's the script.
You'd be heartbroken. Yeah.
I would be heartbroken if we got there and lost, but I'd also be like, holy shit, we're actually in the Final Four. That's cool. After we sucked the last half of the year. I would be crushing that. Because by the time we get to the Final Four, I'd be talking myself into that. Oh my God, we're going to win the national title.
Schmidt, I like the 3-1 seeds.
Come back and play for us.
Fuck him.
Dude, if you guys made it to like the Elite Eight or something, would you think Bill would let him come back?
No.
I don't know.
Absolutely not. McCullough's run as a Jayhawk is over for sure.
If we get to the Elite Eight without Kevin McCullough, we don't need Kevin McCullough.
If we get to the Elite Eight without Kevin McCullough, that means all the teams that we played scored less than 60 points.
Nick Timberlake, remember the name.
Yeah, Legacy or Colonel. It means Nick Timberlake somehow found the 1,000 in him and scored 20 a game for us. Not happening. I hope so, Schmidt. Hey, Schmidt, I love that you think that we can get to the Final Four. I hope we can too.
71% of brackets have UConn in the Final Four. 64% of brackets have UConn in the national championship.
Yeah, well, I mean they're by far the best team. It's smart to pick them to at least get there. I would say
that's the people's bracket.
I think on what is the tournament challenge? They're like 26% national title picks, and the next is like 12%. Houston, maybe?
Other disparities of close matchups. Over 60% of people are picking Michigan State. Over 50% of people are picking Clemson to beat New Mexico as underdogs. Let's scroll through here. Wisconsin, 70-30. Duke, Vermont, 90-10. That's not great for me.
Thanks to people.
Yeah. 60-40, TCU. Oregon's almost, it's 55-45 for that matchup to South Carolina. And then you guys like Colorado State, they're 73-27 to Texas. That's the people's bracket.
Christ.
But
yeah,
those are the only real surprising ones.
I'd say we all have, you know, pretty reasonable Final Fours besides Schmidt.
We could have went chalk like President Biden.
I'm not gonna.
He went
I'm
in
not
and just
gonna,
hit the autofill button.
I'm not.
He didn't do anything. His secretary did.
No comments. No comments.
This isn't a political podcast. This is a sports podcast.
No comment. No comment on our.
Hey, he picked
president.
Charleston and New Mexico and Nevada. I'm looking at his bracket. And NC State. And McNeese. Yep.
We have almost the same picks.
President Biden picked chalk.
President Biden's one of us.
Not one of me.
Colby does have Grand Canyon in the Elite Eight, so.
President Biden picked against Grand Canyon? Wow. Who was his national champion?
He picked UConn.
UConn. Was this Final Four all one seed, you said?
No, I don't know. I didn't see. I didn't look.
I can click on it right now. Let's see. Final Four. He has UConn, North Carolina, Houston, Tennessee. That's my exact Final Four. Uh-oh.
He's got KU in the Elite Eight.
He's really losing it.
Because he has NC State. Or no, KU beating Purdue. Me and President Biden share the same Final Four. That's troublesome.
And thought the dude was getting better. And then he put Kansas in the Elite Eight. Good for him. Hopefully they're in the Elite Eight. I hope they're in the Elite Eight. Hope Joe's right.
Why does Big Sean, the rapper, have Michigan State winning the national title?
Oh, my God. That would be the most hilarious thing ever if I win our midseason tournament picks because Michigan State wins it all. That would be so cool.
Wait, if Purdue makes it, you know, I may just be rooting for him.
I think
is that my only team in that is made? BYU?
Let me find it. When did we do that?
I picked against mine big time.
Schmidt has Kansas, Arizona, Tennessee. Damn, Schmidt's got a pretty good one. And Utah State, they're all in, right?
Yep.
You got North Carolina Holmberg, Houston.
North Carolina. Damn, 2-1 seeds.
Dayton, they're in. And Indiana State. Man, you should have taken Grand Canyon, said Indiana State.
I switched it to Grand Canyon.
He switched it. He's got Grand Canyon. It was a trade, midseason trade.
I'll let it happen.
Yep, he's got Grand Canyon. Nick's got probably the most depth here. He's got Marquette, Illinois, Duke, and UConn.
He has the favorite, but Colby has 2-1 seeds.
Yeah, he does. You have Kentucky, or no, you have Purdue, Memphis, BYU, and BYU FAU. You got three. I have Kentucky, Auburn, Michigan State, Baylor. All mine are in. Come on, Spartan.
Is FAU's second round matchup? UConn?
UConn?
That's tough.
But it's not a good one.
That's what they did last year.
I hope Holmberg's right about UNC's second round exit. It's just Michigan State doing it instead.
No. UNC cannot lose in the second round.
Well, they can.
No.
They can. It's definitely possible.
They're not going to. They're going to win the national title.
They did lose to Georgia Tech.
And they allowed NC State to get in the tournament.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been in if they didn't win that game.
Well, it cut some slack to your neighbors, right? Love thy neighbor. Is that what it says?
Damn, Holmberg does have fucking UNC and Houston. Jesus. Jeez. Carter, we'll let you trade out Memphis for Longwood.
Actually, let me see.
We'll let you have Longwood.
No.
You have to take a lower seed.
I want...
You don't get to jump on Iowa State right now.
No. Where are they at? I want Vermont.
Trades have happened.
Hey, Schmidt, how's Boise State, Colorado game?
It is 21-18 Colorado right now with a minute or two left in the first.
Oh, so both are scoring like Virginia?
Yeah.
And they gotta go play against Florida, who scores like Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. One of us has to have enough. Was there any high seeds besides Iowa State that we didn't get, that we didn't pick? I think we got all of them covered.
Illinois is covered. Iowa State's covered. North Carolina's covered. Arizona's covered. Houston's covered. Kentucky's covered. Marquette's covered. Purdue's covered. Tennessee Schmidt has.
Yep.
Nobody picked Bama.
Nobody picked Creighton. Nobody picked Creighton.
No Creighton.
No Bama. No Auburn. Oh, I got. No, I do have Auburn. I do have Auburn.
Who did KB? Did you pick Baylor?
Yeah, I did. I do have Baylor. I have Baylor.
So we cover all the high seeds pretty well. You guys cover all the high seeds.
One, two, and. No Creighton at three.
My seeds are okay. I mean, I have a two threes. I have two threes, a four, and a nine.
I have a one, an eight, and a six.
And a 13.
And a 13 now. After the midseason trade.
Colby has two ones, a seven, and a 12. Nick has a two, three, four, one. Nick's got all the lines covered. Beautiful. Schmidt's got a four, a one, a two, and what's Utah State seeded? Eight?
Eight.
Yep, an eight. Baylor. Fucking Baylor. Baylor's going to make a run for me. Be all right. Scott Drew. Buddies. Love that guy.
What's your guys' favorite bet tomorrow?
Kansas -6.5.
I'm not disagreeing.
USA team total goals and money line over 1.5.
That's tomorrow?
Yeah, it's played tomorrow. It's tomorrow like 6. I'll be at practice.
Might have to hop in on that since you boys are so confident.
I'll try women's soccer and win by more than 5.5 goals tomorrow.
You guys play tomorrow?
Who you guys got tomorrow?
Take a guess. Who are we going to beat by more than 5.5?
Bueller.
Bueller.
Yeah, it's Bueller.
I hope they get this printed out in their locker room.
I'm gonna send Coach Downing. I'm gonna record
Coach
this and send it to
them. Hutch is beating you guys by 5.5 tomorrow.
I'm gonna record it and send it to
them. Tweet it. You better tweet that. You better post a clip of that.
That would be hilarious.
What do I like tomorrow?
Flip a chat.
I like Michigan State. I like Akron plus 12.5. I like who else do I like?
You like Akron plus 12.5?
Yeah, dude, I like the Zips.
Never mind. Wait, yeah.
Gonzaga. Like, Gonzaga minus 6.5.
Hunter Dickinson to score 20 plus tomorrow.
Northwestern. Oh, is that tomorrow? No, that's the following day.
You like Northwestern?
Yeah, I have Northwestern in my bracket. I just don't think FAU is good at all. I think they're overrated as shit. I think they're living off their. I think their seed too, kind of living off the Final Four run last year, in my opinion.
The AAC wasn't bad though this year.
No, it wasn't terrible.
They did beat X&M.
Yeah, they did. No, they have some good wins early on.
Oh, and I forgot they beat Arizona too.
Yeah, I mean I'll give it to them though. They actually, I'll tell you what, they probably do deserve the 8 because they actually did play a pretty strong non-conference. They played a lot of good teams.
Yeah, they played Loyola, who was pretty good in the A-10.
Yeah.
Butler, who was a bubble team for a while. A&M,
Alabama,
Virginia
right?
Tech.
Did they play Alabama?
No, they didn't play Alabama. They played Arizona and Illinois.
Arizona and Illinois, yeah. I mean, they played a pretty strong non-con.
Charleston, they made the tournament. Yeah, they did schedule a pretty tough non-con.
Yeah, it's probably just Michigan State I'll be taking in the morning. And Gonzaga. Probably will take South Carolina, even though I think it's the
Gonzaga bet as well.
Even though I think it's a trappy line.
I think Gonzaga is also a little sneaky in the tournament this year.
I do too.
They've slid behind their early faults, but they've been pretty strong since then.
Yeah, they played pretty well.
They did.
Since January, February, they've played pretty well. I agree with Holmberg. I think Arizona beats the absolute shit out of Long Beach State.
Is that because Arizona, or is that because Long Beach State is really bad?
I don't think Long Beach State is good at all, and I just think Arizona is going to be able to score a will.
I really like Arizona.
I do too. I like Arizona. I'm going to sprinkle the Zips money line too against Creighton because I think it could happen. Creighton can
Maybe
come out.
I think you should bet on every single underdog.
Tate said he's betting on $10 on every single underdog.
Well, besides Michigan State. Okay, so I'd need Duquesne. Oh, my God, that's bad. BYU might beat him by 30. I'm not betting on Long Beach State. I will not bet on Long Beach
You
State.
Have to bet on every single one.
Wagner? What's the money line on Wagner at plus 25?
Well, what do you think Fairley Dickinson was last year?
A billion?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I get South Carolina as an underdog. I don't mind that. You know, even though I like Nevada, I get Dayton. I get Colorado State against Texas. Actually, I'll probably be betting that anyway.
You get Clemson?
Since 2017, if you took every single underdog, you'd be up 11 units right now.
Oh, dude, yes. I get to bet South Dakota State Jackrabbits over Iowa State. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I like that. Oakland? I like Oakland. Even though I have Kentucky in my national title, I cannot have that happen.
You do like Oakland.
I do like Oakland. McNeese.
And you get a bet on the Bulldogs? Samford?
I'm not. Okay, I have to take out Samford. I will not bet against Kansas, even though I could see that happening. Sprinkle isn't out of the play. I get Washington State. All right, I like that. Northwestern, already betting them. Colgate over Baylor. Awesome. That'll be a hit. That'll hit. UAB, I think they're bad. Western Kentucky over Marquette. I don't think Western Kentucky's that bad. I don't like getting Clemson as underdogs. I just don't think Clemson's good. Yale. Oh, good. I get to take A&M. over Nebraska?
Last year, if you bet on every single underdog,
should I do it? $10 on every game. So how many? So
you would have been up 19 units last March Madness.
Yeah, and you know, Holmberg convinced me to do this means that all the fucking favorites are gonna win.
That's gonna go chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be like the 11-6 upsets are gonna be like New Mexico when they're favored.
Yeah, exactly. I just need just give me a South Dakota State or an Akron upset. Be good.
Yeah, really all you need is one of those.
If you get a big one, like a 14 or a 15, if you get a big one, you could be doing fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine if just one of those, you'll be pretty close to even if it goes pretty chalky.
And I'll be really up when Longwood takes out Houston. I'll be really
you
up.
You would be.
I will be up big time. All right, $10.
Last year was a great year to do that.
$10. Yeah, I know, and that's why I don't want to do it this year, because I know it's going to go chalky.
Rick and Princeton went to the what? Elite Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Or did they go to the Elite 8?
Did they? I thought, was St. Peter's the year before?
St. Peter's was the...
KU's year.
It was KU's year. KU's national
year. Yeah, they beat Kentucky.
I'm getting St. Peter's at 21.5. That's got to be juicy against Tennessee.
You're taking the spread?
No, I'm taking the money lines.
Okay, good.
Well, I don't see the odds on this thing. It's not showing me odds for the money lines. It's just showing me the spread, so I don't know what the odds are. If I have $10 on every one, so I need to put 32 times 10. All right. It's fun.
$320 on round
bucks
one.
On tomorrow. I better fucking cash. And you know this year, no seed, no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is going to lose after I do this. And then I'm going to be in prison. Prison. If I don't get 1, 13, 14, or 15, I'm going to be in jail. I'm going to need a couple.
Well, maybe you should just do $5 then.
Yeah. 5 on the lower ones, except when it gets to like A&M, which an upset I really like, but more.
You're supposed to just do the same amount on all of them.
All right, $10, not five.
And you can't,
five's
and you
not
can't
worth it.
Skip any of them.
Five's not worth it.
That's the deal. All
right.
I'll be interested to see how this works out.
Not good. It's going to be a disaster.
I love it, KB.
That's the risk we're willing to take.
I don't want to bet Mississippi State, though. I think they're poo-poo.
Got to do what you got to do.
Why do you think they are bad?
I just don't think they're good.
Why do you think Michigan State's good?
They played. I don't think Michigan State's that good. I'm just trusting the better coach. I like the coach. Mississippi State beat a good team twice. They match up well with Tennessee. They beat them twice. It's okay. Akron's going to have my back tomorrow. Akron's going to have my back on that money line.
Dang, really? Yeah, they beat Tennessee twice.
And Ole Miss.
And
they beat
Auburn.
Ole Miss. Oh, yeah, Auburn once and Ole Miss, yeah.
And that's it.
I'm doing, South Dakota State. So tomorrow Akron's going to have my back with a big upset on the money line. And then South Dakota State will take down Iowa State. And then I'll be set. Just those two. That's all I'm asking for. South Dakota State and Akron. Maybe
for a lot.
Maybe St. Peter's if they want to feel spicy again. Never know. They might want to feel spicy. All right. Well, I think we covered the entire bracket.
And then some.
And then some. Holmberg talking me into betting every underdog tomorrow and Friday.
And the rest of the tournament.
The whole, you have to continue it into the round of 32?
Yeah, you're supposed to do it the whole tournament.
Well, I definitely need some of these bigger seeds to get some upsets so I can just roll it over. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. Probably not going to go well. It's going to be chalk this year. Too many upsets happened.
If you would have put $10 on all of them last year, you would have won $190.
It probably would end up winning more, too, if you kept rolling it over onto FAU.
No, that's why it was up so much, because that's FAU fine. Kept winning.
Oh, it so it was the total.
It would have been up
it was
even
the total.
More if they didn't have the buzzer beater hit on them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did lose South San Diego State on a buzzer beater.
And San Diego State was also not a favorite most of the tournament.
Oh. And Princeton went. They won two games.
Yeah. San Diego State beat Alabama.
Who was supposed to be unbeatable.
Plus 400 or 500.
That sounds like...
Well, and Purdue lost to the 16 seed.
Yeah, and K-State made a run to the Elite Eight and had to be a 2 seed, and they were underdogs against Kentucky. Wow, a lot happened for that to be up 19 units.
Sounds like a terrible decision. Sounds like a terrible decision.
Cash out, take your minus.
Unless UConn needs, maybe one of them 16, gets it done again.
I don't think
count on it.
Stetson over UConn. Crazier things have happened. Probably not, actually. All right, well, I think we'll end it there. Good luck, boys, on your brackets.
Yes, sir.
Schmidt, congrats. Schmidt, congrats on getting fifth. Schmidt, congrats on getting fifth.
All right, yeah.
Schmidt, congrats on your $1 million from the perfect bracket.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Schmidt, you know what's really going to suck is when you have you have your perfect bracket online, you chose KU to lose in the Final Four, and they win the whole thing, and that fucks your bracket. You might want to flip that into Kansas.
One perfect bracket remaining.
Schmidt, you put him in the Final Four, you might as well go all the way, Schmidt. You put him in the Final Four.
Schmidt, if you have a perfect bracket going into the Final Four, will you be rooting against the Jayhawks in the Final Four?
No.
Oh, yes.
Liar. Yes, you are.
Liar.
You absolutely are. Schmidt, you can still applaud the Jayhawks when they score, but when Houston gets a big bucket or something, you have to fist bump a little. Okay?
There's no way. You're playing for a milli and infamy. You'd be famous. You'd be going on Good Morning America.
Yeah, dude made it like 30 games a couple years ago, and he was on a bunch of interviews and stuff.
But how are you so incredible?
He said that he was super sick on that Thursday morning. He had to call into work, and he doesn't even remember making the bracket. He was so sick and drunk. on Friday evening, like somebody called him and was like, "Dude, your bracket's perfect," and he's like, "No way!" And he didn't even remember making the bracket.
That's Schmidt 15 games in tomorrow, in KU loses to Samford. Schmidt's 15-0 tomorrow, and then KU gets bounced by Samford.
Don't text, don't call him that. I am permanently on
our team at day one, like me every year when Purdue loses.
Did you have them in the Final Four last year and they lost to a 16?
Probably. I had Kentucky as my national champion when they lost to St. Peter's.
I had Kentucky in my Final Four that year.
I had Illinois as my champion the year they lost.
I had Missouri as my champion when they lost to Norfolk State.
Big Ten, you can just say, if you have Big Ten going to the Final Four, usually they screwed you. Because usually the Big Ten teams don't go far.
What was it when we had Michigan State, Carter?
Fucking every year is pain for me. I just want to make it into
when
the
they lost
system
in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, MTSU.
It's every year. I don't even get my champion into the Sweet 16. It's homeward your pick with North Carolina losing Sunday to fucking Mississippi State. It's probably strong.
So how many days break between the round of 32 and the Sweet 16? Like three?
Two or three, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll come back.
Starts up Thursday.
We'll come back with our next episode before the Sweet 16.
Repick from the Sweet 16.
Yeah. Remake bracket. All right, so we'll be back
Second
next Wednesday.
Bracket.
Yeah, we'll be back next Wednesday then. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.